You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice. Usually it's what team to bet on this week. You got Patriots or Steelers, Chicago or Detroit. Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. So that's why I always tell people to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been in the business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. You are listening to an NFL season preview. The Dallas Cowboys 13-3 season where they picked up a bye after winning the NFC East crown. The Cowboys will see last season's second-round draft pick, linebacker Jalen Smith, lace up next to Sean Lee, who was 4th in tackles. Can they stay on the field together? Also drafted was DN Taco Charlton to help that pass rush opposite of DeMarcus Lawrence. The thing hovering over this franchise, Ezekiel Elliott's looming 6-game suspension, that may possibly be reduced. Nonetheless, he will miss games this season. Dak Prescott performed excellent as a rookie. Will he do it again? Is he the real deal? All fair questions to ask, whether you're talking about Dak Prescott, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, who we've even seen less of. All fair questions. Sophomore slump, always a possibility. I think Dak is Dak. What do I mean by that? His style of play. It goes hand in hand with the Cowboys' style of play. Meat and potatoes football. You want Dak Prescott in a position to throw passes out of the play action. This is where Dak will be at his best, and this is where Jason Witten will still be productive. It's just tough looking at the defensive side of the football, where I commend Rod Marinelli at defensive coordinator for his job last season, but can he replicate that or get even close to that? When the offense is great on third downs and capitalizes in the red zone, you only need to do enough. Again, that keeps coming up, but you only need to do enough when your whole style of play as a team is predicated around the ground game and the play action to move the chains. Can they get to the quarterback? That is the plan. That is the plan. That's why they drafted Lawrence the other offseason, and they picked up Charlton now, and they have 2 linebackers that can go sideline to sideline, and hopefully the move to outside for Sean Lee will keep him as healthy as he's ever been. But it is tough when you have a suspended player on each level of the defense, D-line, linebacker, and in the secondary, which is the most questionable. The DBs, 3 starters gone. Byron Jones moved to free safety permanently. They signed Norlin Carroll to start on one side. I mean, we'll see, because this is a division full of explosive receivers. And I don't see the D-line being a strength, although Rod Marinelli is a D-line specialist, so he may cover that up. I see 2 stellar linebackers that have been sidetracked to injury, so they need to put in 16 for this team to win games. And this secondary needs to turn it around quick after losing a few guys. But it will help to get these other players back eventually from their respective suspensions. The tough part for the Cowboys is the middle of the season. The tough part is early and late, but the middle of the season is where the Cowboys need to take advantage. Whether they start above, below, or at 500, the middle of the season is where they can break away from their NFC East rivals. I do think we'll see a little bit of a cool-off when it comes to America's team, but I still have them in the playoff picture, actually making the playoffs, but as a wild card. Nonetheless, they might have the same record as the team I have winning the division, maybe a game behind, but I think this division sends two to the NFC postseason picture. I think a lot of that, we need to see more out of Dez Bryant. I don't know if he's in the long-term plans. I know that Cole Beasley is the slot guy underneath, but he can't be leading the team in yards or receptions or anything like that. It's got to be Dez, whether it's showing up to meetings on time, showing that he's dominant on the field and a leader instead of a quote-unquote complainer, depending on your perception. It's just tough when you have, you know, a defense that played well last year but isn't that talented, so to speak. And, you know, Prescott took care of the ball. He's going to have to do that again. And what if Zeke serves 6-game suspension? Or if it gets reduced to 4? Are they going to win those games? Can their style of play? Yeah, it can keep them in those games, but can they cap it off? What if you have to rely on Dak Prescott to throw every week? I'm not sure you want that out of any quarterback that's not considered elite. It's not a knock on the guy. But nonetheless, I do have the Cowboys back in the postseason. The New York Giants, 11-5 last year, and they signed Brandon Marshall at wide receiver to play opposite of Odell Beckham Jr. They draft tight end Evan Ingram. Eli Manning has a supporting cast through the air. The secondary is strong. DRC, Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie, 6 interceptions last year, tied for 2nd in the league. And safety Landon Collins, already elite at his position. The other two corners, making this a very deep secondary, Janoris Jenkins and Eli Apple. They can match up with any team in the league as far as throwing the football. The glaring weakness for this team is still the offensive line, and it's still in the backfield. Can they keep Eli upright? Will he have time to get it to the two wide receivers that are going to demand the ball, especially publicly? We've seen this. This is who they are. I'm not sure more Eli Manning throws is necessarily a good thing as it pertains to the Giants winning and their success. More throws, well, we've seen Eli lead the league in interceptions, be top 3, top 5, top 7, top 10 over the years. That is who he is, despite his 2 rings and 2 great runs and getting the job done and making some clutch throws. Eli is not an elite quarterback. He's not a top 10 quarterback. Can he be? At times. Is he consistently? Not so much. But he does have weapons. You cannot doubt that. He does have the weapons. The defense is going to continue to carry them because they hold you down when it comes to scoring. They're the 3rd best on third downs when it comes to defense. New kicker Aldrick Rosas. Despite Mike Nugent going 21 of 22 last season in field goals, lost the job to Rosas. That's got to be saying something. The middle of the season of the Giants, for the Giants, it's not that easy. It's not that easy, but we've seen this team finish strong before. We've seen, even if they start slow, even if the schedule shows that it's tough and they might not have more than 1 win during that stretch of a month or two, you know, for each month, then, you know, a lot of people will expect, oh, here's the Giants, we see their schedule kind of thing, and expect them to make that run, and expect them to make the playoffs, and expect them to make noise if they make it. Well, I'm sorry, I got news for you Giant believers. I don't think they make the playoffs, but I do have them in the picture come December before eventually getting knocked out and eliminated. I just don't like more throws for Eli Manning. I don't like the fact that they don't have a run game. The offensive line is shaky at best. The defensive line doesn't necessarily generate the pressure it used to. I love the secondary. It's probably the best in football, definitely the best in the division. And it sounds crazy because this might very well be the best wide receiver tandem in all of football. But the other teams in this division are good too. And if they all split games and they're all 3-3 from those games, their schedules aren't cake. You don't want to air it out all the time every week. Doesn't usually work. The Patriots, even with Brady missing four games, LeGarrette Blount led the league in rushing touchdowns. That means something. That says something. But yeah, exciting, sure, going into the season. Exciting offensively? Well, when you talk about the passing attack, making the playoffs, I think they can defend the pass because of that secondary and pass the ball. But I don't know if Eli's going to have that time. I don't see the balance. Don't know if they can generate enough pressure on opposing quarterbacks. I have them missing the playoffs. The Washington Redskins, 8-7-1. Made the playoffs a couple seasons ago. Missed it this time around. Heading into 2017, they signed middle linebacker Zach Brown, who led the league in tackles for the Titans. Now he's with the Redskins, who also signed wide receiver Terrell Pryor and safety DJ Swearinger. They made some upgrades on both sides of the ball. They shed some veterans, some age, and some salary for a youth movement. They saw 1 year out of Terrell Pryor where he got 1,000 yards for the Cleveland Browns. I do say that's promising. I do like Jamison Crowder as well. I thought he was a great number three, but can he do it as a number two? Can the team trust Josh Doctson? Doctson was a high pick last year. Can that trio get it done for Kirk Cousins, who signed the franchise tender? But you know what? I think he might be on his way out the door after the season. You might be thinking that has no bearing. Maybe it does. Maybe it does in the locker room, on the field. Who knows? I'm not questioning his toughness. We've seen Cousins is tough. He's mentally strong. But we also seen a little bit of Eli Manning in Kirk Cousins with some bonehead throws. Sometimes he does get rattled. Sometimes. I think he's in the best situation for him under Jay Gruden. I really do. I think he's a very good coach. I think Cousins has excelled. He's taken advantage of the contracts. Good for him. But hopefully, even if he's planning on leaving, hopefully 1 foot isn't out the door, at least mentally. Hopefully he's there mentally. Hopefully he's there. Because he lost the starting receivers, now he is the leader, unquestioned. He's the guy. The Redskins drafted D-lineman Jonathan Allen to put in front of the best linebacking core in the league. Ryan Kerrigan, Will Compton, Mason Foster, Preston Smith. You may not know them all. There may be some other ones that have 3 out of 4 that are good if they play in a 3-4 defense. For 4-3 defenses, there may be some with 3 good linebackers, but I'm talking about 4 here. They have talent on defense. They have Josh Norman. Swearinger joins him, as I mentioned. Breshad Breeland. He gave Dez Bryant some challenges a couple years ago before struggling last season. He picked up his play. I think he's solid. I think he still has some upside in him. And you got the veteran D'Angelo Hall at safety, making the transition, trying to do what Charles Woodson did. I actually like their defense. I think it'll keep them in games. Offensively, I think it's more of a question mark. The O-line is good. But what about the ground game? I love Jordan Reed. I think he's the second best tight end in the game when healthy. So by me saying when healthy, it doesn't necessarily make him the second best behind Gronk. But we are talking about Jay Gruden's offense that was fifth best on third down. Fifth best on third down. They extended drives. They moved the chains. They helped out the D. They're going to have to do it again. I don't believe in their run game. I think their defense, despite their strengths in the back seven, I know they picked up Allen in the draft. They got to show that they can put pressure in the backfield, not only on quarterbacks, but when it comes to penetration against the run game. I think the Redskins, it may still be in the picture around Thanksgiving. I think they fall out of the postseason picture. Don't think they make it. Barely. I think all teams are tough, but I think Washington finishes last in the standings. The Philadelphia Eagles, 7-9 last season, and I do ask myself again, this is one of those teams where I ask, how do they even get to 7? That's what I asked about the Saints getting to 7 or the Vikings getting to 8. How do the Eagles get to 7 wins? Carson Wentz flashed franchise QB skills. It wasn't so much the production and the stats. It wasn't. It was more of the film, the poise, what he saw, his awareness, eluding pressure in the pocket, but keeping calm, head downfield, whether it was to pass to a teammate or to tuck and run. He was smart tucking and running, whether it was to pick up 4 yards or to move the chains entirely. It was similar to Dak Prescott. I think Prescott had the added benefit of the play action, and he took advantage, and Prescott had an amazing season. But I do think the best quarterback of the future in this division is Carson Wentz. Based on the skills that he put on display, not necessarily the statistics. Now he has Alshon Jeffrey, Torrey Smith, and LeGarrette Blount to help him out. And just like the Cowboys' elite offensive line, Philadelphia's is elite as well. To the point to where Pro Football Focus ranked Philly's O-line as number one. And we all know about their elite special teams over the years. So we're all looking at the Eagles and their defense. They drafted Derek Barnett, who got a few sacks in the preseason. They signed Chris Long, who had 6 sacks for the Patriots in their Super Bowl run. Brandon Graham and Nigel Bradham at linebacker. They had career seasons. Fletcher Cox, elite at defensive end. Vinny Curry, he had a big extension. Disappointed last year. He's part of a rotation now. So we're talking about, at defensive end, the rotation of Curry, Barnett, Long, and Graham. That's pretty nice to have. And then alongside Fletcher Cox on the inside is Timmy Jernigan from the Ravens. They picked him up as well. And a guy that I feel has joined the upper echelon of middle linebackers in football is Jordan Hicks, entering his third season, the quarterback of the defense. His impact has been just as important as Carson Wentz has. He got there a year before. He had chest injury year one, came back, had a healthy season last year. Sure, there are some questions about that. We'll see if he has it this year. Sidekicking him is Michael Kendricks, who was arguably, if there ever was such a thing, defensive player of the preseason. I think he had 3 interceptions or something along those lines. Bradham, yeah, he's aging a little bit, but he's coming off a career year. He might not replicate that. There might be a step down in that role, at that position. But moving along the defense, we're talking about the best safety tandem in all of football between Malcolm Jenkins and Rodney McLeod. The best. As far as slate of games go, it might be a tough month for the Eagles to end the season on in December, where playoff football is on the line. The division's on the line. Playoff seeds are on the line. Wildcard spots are on the line. They're going to have to get some W's early and in the middle of the season. They're going to have to beat the teams they're supposed to beat, win the toss-up games. But I think they get the job done. I think all across the board, they improved at cornerback. They picked up Ronald Darby. He's not a top 10 corner in the league. He's better than what they had, and he's instantly their number one. At least it's something. And like I continue to say, you just have to be good enough. And if you're elite on the offensive line and defensive line, and you have a franchise middle linebacker, a franchise quarterback, you're coming off a 7-win season when you didn't have receivers. How could they not improve? So I have the Eagles taking the NFC East, even if it's due to a tiebreaker with the same record with the Cowboys, even if it's only beating the Giants or the Redskins by a game or two. I got Philly making the playoffs as the NFC East champion, Dallas making the playoffs as the wild card. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to a 100% bonus. Use promo code CODE to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid.